Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming. And we're talking about overcoming shame and humiliation in your life. When we're talking about shame, we're talking about that painful feeling of guilt or incompetence or indecency or being dishonored or disgraced. It's a loss of honor or respect. God wants us to get free from this. This is a negative emotion. It's caused by the awareness of a wrongdoing or hurt ego or guilt over sin. The good news is Jesus bore away our shame on the cross in order to restore our personal dignity and our sense of worth. That's the good news. Jesus has bore it all away so that He will bring forth His honoring and His grace in your life. His respect, praise God. General causes of shame we've looked at. Have you been offended? Has someone wronged you? Have you had an injured reputation? Have you been embarrassed? Have you had failures and setbacks in life? Have you been verbally abused, physically abused, sexually abused, mentally abused? It brings a lot of dishonoring, disgrace. Have you been through rape or incest or adultery or molestation? Have you been through divorce, either a victim of it or a participant in it? It will bring shame and humiliation in your life. Have you gone through a lot of destructive things? If so, then you are going to see that shame and humiliation will come upon you. Did your parents discipline you wrongly when you were growing up and humiliated you time and time again, or any authority figure? A teacher or some adult made negative remarks about you, especially publicly? Have you been falsely accused of something that you never did and you were unjustly punished? Was your reputation marred by someone in some way that said some sort of negative things against you? If so, it's going to bring shame and humiliation in your life. We also talked about the fact that some of what the scripture said about how that adultery is going to bring shame upon a person. If a person sleeps in harvest, they're lazy and do nothing, it brings shame. Pride precedes shame because pride causes a fall, and the fall brings shame and humiliation. If you're not a good, virtuous woman, then you're going to bring shame, and it says that one who is not a virtuous woman and taking care of the household is actually going to be bringing shame and is rottenness in the husband's bones. The Bible also says that if you refuse instruction, you'll get poverty and shame. We need to receive God's Word, and then we're going to be honored because we will act upon it and we will glorify Him. If you speak before you think things through, if you just kind of just blurt out things, you're going to be speaking things that are not going to be wise, that'll be foolish, and it will bring shame and humiliation upon you. It's important that we stay away from evil companionship. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:7 that evil companionship shall bring shame upon ourselves. If we don't correct our child, the child left to himself will bring that mother to shame. If we don't clothe ourselves with the things of God, then we're going to be naked. And if we are naked and not clothed with the things of God, we are going to be bringing forth shame. God wants us to get free of all this, and we can get free of all these things through doing what the Word of God says. Of course, the effects of shame is it brings a lot of destruction. It destroys a victim from within. It takes away your self-respect. And what does that do? That usually hinders someone's effective service to the Lord. It usually causes them to hide within in fear or have a self-hatred or a self-disgust or some kind of a negative attitude towards themselves. It'll destroy your self-confidence. You know, if you're having shame over sin, oftentimes it's linked with pride, and that'll cause you to refuse to admit it. A lot of people don't want to admit it because they have pride coupled together with their shame over sin, and so they just deny it. They just hold it in. I'll tell you, and the end product is it'll just try to have you stay away and keep this thing suppressed in your life, and that just causes more problems. Many people have had a lot of shame that have come, and it causes a low self-image, causes you to feel that embarrassment within. Do you have a problem where you feel embarrassed and timid because you think you're not as good as someone else? You memory recall past sins that keep on bringing that shame and humiliation and causing that frustration, emotional pain, feeling personally devalued within you? That is a work of the enemy. God wants you to get free. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 25, it says, "We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us." What does shame do? It causes you just to lie down and give up. Well, they'd sinned against the Lord, and sin certainly will separate you from fellowship with the Lord. What's the answer? You need to confess your sin, and you need to receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. God will forgive you, and He will cleanse you, and He will restore your personal dignity and honor and respect. Praise God. In Psalm 69, 19 and 20, it says, "Thou hast known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee." He says, "Reproach has broken my heart, and I'm full of heaviness." Have you had things that have occurred that broke your heart, and you're full of heaviness, and that shame and humiliation has come upon you? I'll tell you, that's been the work of the devil. You've got to realize the devil has done that against you. He has worked through situations to cause this to come into the pass in your life. In fact, the way the devil works usually is kind of a cycle that brings this shame. First of all, there's some sort of individual experience that occurs that is either sin you've committed or sin against you, and it brings shame. Then if you have attention on self, which is usually what people do, then emotional pain or some kind of a negative emotion occurs on the inside of you. And then to cover over your pain from the shame and the humiliation, people do something. They might deny it. They might have compulsive behavior. A lot of people get into compulsive behavior, such as overeating or alcohol or some sort of means of compulsive behavior, which is sin. And of course, that results in more guilt, more pain, and more shame produced over continual sin. And so that calls for more compulsive behavior. And you go, so you see this vicious cycle of just unrestrained, sinful behavior, and then you have guilt over it, and then you fall into it again, and you feel this give-up thing, and you feel like you never can get out of it, never be right with God. Well, this is the devil just beating you over the head, and this is not what God wants you to be submitting to. He wants you to overcome this. And we can. First of all, if we're going to be free from shame, we've got to face this thing. We've got to face this problem directly, and we've got to admit that we need help. And where does help come? Our help comes from the Lord. You need to then determine the source of shame. How did this shame come in? What happened to you in your life that brought the shame and humiliation? When you realize that, then you can confess the sin that maybe you committed that brought it, or you are going to forgive the person who caused that. You confess the sin also of your shame reaction, which was a wrong reaction. The correct reaction was to go to the Lord and confess your sin or forgive that person and not hold that shame reaction. A shame reaction is out of self by looking at yourself and thinking negative. You confess that sin of that incident that occurred against you that brought shame. You can also remit the sins of the person who caused the shame against you. One thing that's very important is you do have to forgive. You've got to forgive the person who was the vessel that the devil used. Separate the sin from the person. Forgive the person and realize the devil did the work to bring this emotional pain, this dishonoring, this disrespect, this shame and humiliation against you, whether it worked through your own sin where you were deceived or through another person. Another thing you need to do is choose to love yourself. You've got to choose to love yourself. You are valuable and precious. You are important to God. Don't belittle yourself. Don't be negative. The devil keeps trying to bring the memory recall about these things up to you, about all the things you've done and why you're no good and why, you know, these problems have come because of your sin or something happened to you. No, this is the devil beating you over the head. God forgives you. He loves you. He's made you valuable and precious in His sight. He's made you the righteousness of God. You got to get rid of that sin consciousness and get rid of that failure consciousness and get a righteousness consciousness, a victory consciousness put upon you in your life. You need that put upon you by putting on that new man and putting off that old man. Another thing you're going to have to do, besides choosing to love yourself and letting go of the shame and humiliation, is repent from your reaction to shame. Was it fear? Was it hiding? Was it self-hatred? Was it denial? Was it self-disgust? Was it covering up? Was it going into addictive, compulsive things to try to cover over the pain? You've got to repent from that. Change your mind and turn away from that. That is not going to solve your problem. You've got to get in the Word and do what the Lord would want you to do, which is simply to confess that sin, forgive that person, receive forgiveness, and be restored to right fellowship with the Lord, and fill yourself up with the Word of God that's going to strengthen you. Another thing you need to do is you're going to have to get delivered, because demonic spirits will come in from the effects of the shame, from the source of the shame, and the effects of it, the shame, the humiliation, these spirits, you've got to cast them out, especially the way you've reacted, whether you got into some compulsive behavior, or you got into fear, or hiding, or denial, or self-hatred, whatever it might be. Those spirits come in, and you've got to cast them out. Deliverance will be important to drive out all this, especially the emotional pain that has come. There can be a lot of emotional damage, as well as sin bondages that come in, such as compulsive behavior, or hatred of self, or some negativism, where you escape and withdraw into something in your life. So you need deliverance. And as you cast out these spirits, you're going to drive them out, and it's going to bring a healing and a deliverance from this bondage. Then you need to get in the Word of God, and you're going to have to do what the Word of God says and start building up the walls. Nehemiah 2:17, it says, "Let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach." We have to build ourselves up in the Word of God. As you get in the Word of God, God's Word is going to strengthen you. Also, you need to realize Jesus took your shame and bore it away. The Bible says in Isaiah 50, verse 6, he says, "I hid not my face from the shame and the spitting." Remember when they spat upon him? That brought shame. In fact, in Hebrews 12:2, it says, Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He didn't like the shame, but he had to go through it, and was set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'll tell you, we don't like the shame and humiliation we've gone through, but we know it's the effects of what the devil has done through people. And so we're going to forgive those people. We're going to let go of it, and we're going to get delivered. We're going to do it. We're going to realize Jesus took our shame, and we're going to just let it go, and we're going to receive His honor and His respect in our life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.